Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude Perek Vav of Maseches Yoma. We're going to learn Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So now, going back to the Kohen Gadol, after he gave the Seir LaZazel to the guy who walked it to the cliff, he returned to the Seir LaHashem and to the Par, which he had shechted, and where the blood was already sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was already sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So, Balu Eitzel Par V'Sarir Nisrafin. He went to the bodies, the carcasses of the par that was shechted, and the seer that was shechted, because they had to be burnt outside Yerushalayim. Kra'an v'hotzias emurein. He tore them open, he cut open their stomachs, and he took out the parts, the emurim, the parts that had to be burnt on the mizbeach. Nesanim b'megis v'iktirin al gavim mizbeach. And he put those parts in a bowl, and he burnt them on the mizbeach. He put the parts in a bowl now, so that they'd be ready for him to burn later on in the day. He didn't do the burning right at this moment. Kalotin b'meklos. He put the two carcasses on top of each other, and he intertwined their limbs with each other like a braid. Votzion the base hasreifa, and he brought them out to be to the place where they would burn things. So they would bring it out over two poles that were carried by four men, two in the front, two in the back, and they'd bring these carcasses out to get burnt. So the Torah says that the people who carry the bull and the goat to the place where they would burn, to the base hasreifa, became tamei, and their begadim became tamei. Ume emasai mitam begadim. At what point did they become tamei, and their begadim become tamei? So two opinions. First opinion is when they go outside the wall of the Azara, and Rabbi Shimon says when the fire burnt most of the carcass. Now Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah in Perek Vav. Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to begin the next part of the Avoda until the Azazel had gotten to the cliff, which was very far away from Yerushalayim. So how does he know when that happened? He can't see from where he is. So Amalo l'Kohen Gadol, he gia Seir l'Midbar. They told the Kohen Gadol that the Seir l'Azazel had gotten to the Midbar. Uminayin hayu yodin she gia Seir l'Midbar. How did they know that it had gotten to the Midbar? Because Darkios hayu osin. They set up these platforms at different intervals between Yerushalayim and the Tzuk, and there was a watchman on each platform that held a flag. Umanifin besudrin. So when the goat got to the cliff, the watchman closest waved his flag. The next guy saw that and waved his flag, and the next guy saw that and waved his flag, until Vyodin Shegis Yer LeMidbar. Just moments later, they knew that it was already known back in the Beis HaMikdash that the seer had gotten to the Midbar. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He doesn't think that you have to wait until you know that that the Seir LaZazel got to the cliff. He only had to know that it got to the beginning of the Midbar, which was only 3 mil away from Yerushalayim. So it was much easier to figure it out. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Valo Simen Gadol Ha'ilam. They had a very easy sign by which to know that the goat had gotten to the Midbar. Yerushalayim had Beis Chidudo Shlosh Milin. From Yerushalayim to the cliff, meaning the beginning of the Midbar, was only 3 mil. Holchen Mil. So the people who first escorted the guy bringing the Seir LaZazel walked 1 mil from Yerushalayim to the first sukkah, the chozun mil, and then they walked 1 mil back, and then Rishon Kedei mil, and then they just waited the amount of time that it takes to walk a mil, and by then the Yodin Shegiya Seir the Midbar, then they knew that the Seir must have gotten to the Midbar, because that was only 3 mil away. So the time it took him to walk the 1 mil, and then walk the other mil, and then wait a mil, that was exactly 3 mil. But Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, that there was another way to know. There was another simon to know that the goat had gotten there. There was a red string on the entranceway of the Heichal. And when the seer got to the Midbar, that red string turned white. It was like a miraculous thing that if your sins will be red like a thread, they should turn white like snow. So you see that it turned white, and that was the simon that the seer got to where it needed to go. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Zayin, we said that the Kohen Gadol would now go to the carcasses of the par and the sa'ir. He'd rip them open, he'd take out the emurim and put them in a bowl to be burnt later on the mizbeach, and then he wound up the bodies with each other and brought them out to the Beis HaSreifa, and they became tamei begadim. The guy carrying them out to the Beis HaSreifa became tamei begadim either when he left the Yazara or when the fire had consumed or had latched onto the majority of these carcasses. Then Mishnah Ches, said that they would tell the Kohen Gadol the Seir got to the Midbar. How did they know that the Seir had gotten all the way to the Midbar? So either through a system, three shitas, either through a system of flag waving, or through just by setting up the timing of the people who would walk him to the first sukkah, by realizing that it's one meal to the first sukkah, one meal back, and then waiting a meal. Or Rabbi Shmuel said that there was a magical simin, that there was a Lashon Shel Zahoris that they had by the Pesach of the Heichal, and when it turned white, they knew that the Seir La'Azazel had in fact accomplished what it was meant to accomplish. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph.